I've got to love him right now. Yesterday he spoke to me, I didn't even know his name. Right then I fell in love.
No. Sharon, you're sounding fine. You're sounding fine, really. It's not for you that I'm stopping it. You sound great.
Okay. Thank you. Okay?
Let's do one more right away.
Happiness is the music. luister ernaar achterin volgens. House of Love van... compilatie... CD The Darker 80s. Dat was natuurlijk niet House of Love, maar ja, het nummer heet Christine en de uitvoerende waren House of Love. Daarna hoorde u een nummer van de Seeds. Can't seem to make you mine, the Seeds. Hold On van Sharon Tendy van de LP You Gotta Believe It. Heel erg mooie, interessante soul. Daarna hoorde u wat meer experimentele muziek, waar we trouwens de rest van het volgende blokje, het blokje R van ARM. U hoorde eerst het blokje A van Aardig en Archaïs. U gaat nu luisteren naar de R van Revolutionair en Retrospectief. Zowaar. Daarna luisterde u naar Six Fantasies on a Poem by Thomas Kempion. Thomas Kempion, een renaissance dichter uit de Gouden Eeuw van de Engelse dichters die eigenlijk, zo ken ik het, heel veel samen hebben gewerkt met luidcomponisten, lyrische componisten. Dus met andere woorden, John Dowland, Thomas Morley, Thomas Robinson. Zo allemaal rond 1670 tot 1690, naar ik mij mee te herinneren. Die hele interessante en bijzondere vorm teksten produceerden, waarop dan de luidcomponisten er muziek bij schreven. U had dus geluisterd naar een moderne interpretatie van hun poem by Thomas Kempion, World Song, van de avant-garde componist Paul Lansky. Dit is afkomstig van een compilatie CD om The Early Colors of Electronic Music. En daarna een begin van een special rond Marian Haymaker. Marian Haymaker, een Amerikaanse avant-garde componist uit de voorafgaande eeuw, zou ik maar zeggen, eind vorige eeuw. Is helaas in oktober vorig jaar overleden. U luistert naar een aantal opnames van de CD Sound Characters Making the Short Ear. Het bijzondere aan deze muziek is, en dat heb ik net mogen ervaren in de studio, is namelijk dat als je tussen de boxen gaat staan, en dat heeft ze ook zo bedacht, dan hoor je een derde toon, dat is de short ear. Dat zijn referenties, interferenties die ervoor zorgen van dat je een niet bestaand geluid toch hoort. Heel interessant, ik hoor het wel. Ik vond het een bijzondere gebeurtenis om met mijn derde oor ook muziek te kunnen beluisteren. We gaan nog meer van haar draaien. A Step Into It. Imagining 1001 Years van Marian Haymaker.
Опасность.
She is thy girl, my bringer game. She is thy girl, my bringer game. Be devoid the game, she is thy girl.
They touch chains, chains made of snake bones. They run carnivore wars. They touch chains made of snake bones.
She is thy girl, my bringer game. We devour the game, she is thy girl.
11 naked men surround the dancer. The screaming men surround the dancer. The naked men can see their ancestors. The dancer can see her ancestors.
But not this song, because it's not very good.
The naked men hold down the dancer. The screaming men hold down the dancer. The naked men touch their ancestors. The dancer is touching her ancestors.
She is thy girl, my bringer game. She is thy girl, my bringer game. She is thy girl, my bringer game. We devour the game, she is thy girl.
So yeah, hello again. I'm now the right channel.
Oh,
the left.
Right,
I am the wrong left channel, it seems. Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, we are broadcasting in stereo sound. Which means that you can get twice the radio for your money. That's right. If you want to listen to the sound of our co-host's voice,
then tune to the right-hand speaker.
Or if you want to hear the noise of my voice, then tune to your left-hand speaker. Alternatively, you could record this program and then swap between the two. Or in fact, have an interactive moment and remix it yourself at home right now by listening to both the left-hand channel
and the right-hand channel.
Alternatively, or perhaps at the same time, giving you a full-on experience. There's already been a certain amount of commentary on ironic or knowing sexism. Often as the irony or knowingness comes with it out, but what has been little analysed is the formal method of placing the ironic or knowing quote marks around that sexism. Moreover, given that every era has its visual unconsciousness, there is no possibility of total knowingness. There has also been little investigation into the way sexism and sexual power relations are portrayed without quote marks in ads today. Because, of course, the concept of sexism is no longer being used without quote marks either. There is not space here to analyze all the reasons why this is so, but just as the use of the term racism implies that the phenomena it refers to is wrong, so the term sexism involves both the description and the implicit critique. And as the critique has subsided, the description itself seems to have vanished from view, despite the fact, to take just three, that women's income lags far behind men's, domestic violence against women is frighteningly common, and that women still perform the bulk of domestic labour. In other words, sexism in society has not disappeared, but it seems to have disappeared from social consciousness. Certainly you would never know from advertising images that those facts held true. In today's ad world, women outperform male colleagues in the boardroom, while husbands with skew ties struggle over baby formula, and anxious young men worry about their spots before dates. This idealized imagery of advertising has, over a couple of decades, airbrushed away the grinding day-to-day sexism women still encounter in reality. How's it going on the right channel?
I dropped my book. In disgust.
Oh well. So this is the left-hand channel of Radio Patapult.
Play them some different music.
we're gonna play some different music because this music, which is now going through both channels, oh, it's so technologically advanced, is gonna die because it's fucking shit. But sorry about that. It's kind of okay background music, and we should really try and get some. We have Martini in the studio. Thank you.
Oh.
This one's that one's kind of boring as well.